With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. It's August, and that means, besides being our warmest month of the year, it's also Washington State Wine Month. Whether it involves tastings, pairings, or special events, Washington State Wine's Heather Bradshaw says the focus this month is all about wine.
We're super excited for Washington State Wine Month this year. During the month of August, we're encouraging everyone to get out and explore the state. We have more than 970 wineries spread throughout the entire state of Washington, and there's an experience for everyone this August.
In fact, Bradshaw says our state has been celebrating Wine Month now for over two decades.
The governor of Washington originally proclaimed Washington State as Wine Month over 20 years ago, and we've been celebrating ever since. And since then, our industry has grown exponentially from probably, 100 wineries when we first started Wine Month to over 970 today.
Bradshaw says the explosive growth of Washington's wine industry has brought an endless number of great tasting wines, along with fantastic career opportunities.
It's now a $6 billion industry in the state of Washington. It supports thousands and thousands of jobs, and we're super excited to have a month dedicated to promoting and experiencing Washington State Wine.
Tune in tomorrow when we hear more about Washington State Wine Month and its signature event, the Auction of Washington Wines. Go to winemonth.com for a calendar of events. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA, and joining us as always is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, tell me, what fruit will be in season in August?
Now we're really getting into the fruit season. Early apples, Asian pears, and Bartlett pears will start harvesting. We still have some blueberries and caneberries available, and sweet corn.
Wait, corn isn't a fruit?
Well, it should be. Sweet and delicious. Anyway, I digress. Still some late cherries will be around, and everyone that has a secret huckleberry spot will be very busy.
Oh, and I've seen peaches and nectarines.
I've also seen some local peaches at farm stands. We don't grow a ton of peaches up here, but usually enough for the fresh market. When you're grilling this August, brush some halved peaches with oil and put on the grill. Super delicious. Hermiston watermelon should be arriving soon, too.
Well, I guess I better visit my local farm stand, farmer's market, or grocery produce section.
Early varieties of hops, too. Fresh hop beers on the way.
Well, that's a fruit I can get on board with. Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.